Just commence your feet to skate. Pick up your arms and make it shake. Baby, if you think you're shy, do me a favor, honey, go someplace and hide.
Yeah, baby. I like it like that.
You better believe me when I tell you.
I said I like it like that.
That's from the film Chef. Pete Rodriguez and that Latin soul hit, I Like It Like That. We begin with that music for this edition of Jazz on Film with Matthew Goldwasser. When you suggested Chef, Matthew, hands down, a great movie, but a great soundtrack. We'll get to that in a minute. But the director, Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau's been around for quite a long time. People may know him first from his indie work with Vince Vaughn and the film Swingers and yep. Maid. Mm-hmm. And perhaps even earlier, TV buffs may remember him as a cameo on the television program Friends, where he played a multimillionaire turned MMA fighter. and more recently, he's made his reputation as a director, specifically with the Iron Man franchise, but other big blockbuster films.
Jon Favreau, a lot of breath to his talent then. This movie, Chef, still sort of an indie, small indie kind of film?
Absolutely, yeah. This is a labor of love, a very small budget film. Even though it's chock full of first-named Hollywood stars, he got most of them to work for scale in order to produce this.
Well, tell us about the movie that I'm calling part father-son story, part foodie insider.
It centers around a chef, Carl Casper, who was the darling on the L.A. restaurant scene as a young man, but seems to have lost his mojo and his focus and is sort of estranged from his young son, divorced from his hot wife,
played by Sofia Vergara.
And just kind of floundering, although he really does want to be an artist in the kitchen. So he has a new menu. It's all prepared to lay it on a food blogger, and his restaurant owner quashes that, tells him to stick with the tried and true. It results in a very limp review, and what happens next is a Twitter war.
Can that ever go well? Let's hear what happens between Chef Carl Castle and his mates in the kitchen.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
You realize how many people have read this? I'm up to 2,000 followers since last night.
You're trending, bro.
They're sending me messages. They're goading me into responding to this prick.
Well, don't do it. Don't do
don't
it.
Don't do that.
Don't do it, man. Don't respond. Don't
half
do it. Take the high road. Respond.
I know, but half the people are saying he's right.
Yeah, but half the people are saying he's wrong. That's the f***ing internet, bro.
That's right. Listen to him.
That's social media. You on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm Twitter.
What's your name?
Little Marty. But all the people following me are people I don't even want to hang out during the day. I avoid all... Hey, what are you doing?
This
don't
guy.
Do it. What are you writing?
Chef, don't. That's not a good idea.
Just listen. I won't send it until we all say it's okay. Why don't you come by again tonight? I got a whole new menu just for you.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Don't do it. That's out there now, bro.
It happens.
Why would you do
that?
You
can't take that back.
You know what? I threw down the gauntlet. So get ready for a fight. I'm going to go drop Percy off. When I do, when I come back and cook the menu we should have cooked last time.
Uh-huh. When that little bird and the wings flap, that's the sound of your Twitter going out, and you can't get it back.
Yeah, this was an inexperienced chef jumping into the deep water of social media and it ending badly. The film then transitions from being inside his restaurant to now him being without a job, going down to Miami where he got started getting a food truck. And with his son and a great cameo from the wonderful John Leguizamo, traveling across the country, making Cuban sandwiches, recovering his better self.
Yeah.
And showing what he can do in a tiny little kitchen.
Yeah. If you can do it in a big kitchen with all the works, can you do it in a truck? It gets real basic. We're talking about food. We're talking about father-son, the romance with his ex-wife. Jon Favreau, writer and director of Chef. The thing that makes this movie stand out, though, Matthew Goldwasser is the soundtrack.
It is a slamming soundtrack. So I call it a wonderful gumbo of salsa, Cuban, New Orleans funk, Jamaican reggae and rock steady, Bronx boogaloo, Texas blues, and classic soul.
In one movie?
All of them seamlessly blending together, mixing the food and cooking and defining the culture on the road stops across the country.
Matthew Goldwasser reviewing the movie Chef by Jon Favreau. What song have you chosen for us to go out on?
I think we're going to go out on a Cuban track. The title escapes me at the moment.
Mi Swing, as it's on the jacket there.
I wanted to make just one more point that Favreau hired Roy Choi as his technical advisor. Roy Choi is the original gangster of the modern food truck craze, whose Korean-Mexican fusion stuff set the world on fire. And his involvement brings an absolute authenticity to this film.
Favreau took chopping lessons as well.
French cooking school, he sent him to.
Mi Swing is Tropical, Tempo and the Candela All-Stars. Matthew Goldwasser on Chef. Thanks, man.
Thank you.